Well, so I was walking down the street, and there it was.
Diarrhea?
No.
Oh.
But all along, you know, just thought I'd lost it. But it came back again. Thanks, Chaz.
Thanks, Chaz. Chaz, welcome here.
Yeah, welcome in, Chaz. Yeah. Michael Murray.
Chaz Michael Michaels.
Oh, that's what it was. Chaz Michael Michaels. What the fuck was that from?
Blades of...
What the f- was that from? Blaz?
Blades of Glory.
Oh.
Le Blase de Diarrhea.
The Blades of Diarrhea. Or the Blouse of Diarrhea. What?
Blouse?
Yeah. Diarrhea blouse.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Not pretty. Oh my god. You are torturing our audience.
What?
It's I can hear that.
Yeah? It's my bones scraping together.
Well, you need to take your vitamins.
And that's what we're here to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Buying vitamins from us.
Yeah. Yeah, did you know that to buy vitamins today, you need to give out your social security number?
And also your birth certificate.
Yeah, and
your financial statements.
Also, your top three passwords. That way we know you're old enough to buy vitamins.
Because only children have one password.
Yeah, and it's always, I'm a child.
Child. I'm a child one. I'm a child two. Me too.
Me too. We have so much in common.
Give us your credit cards.
Yeah, so one of our topics today is going to be trying to steal somebody's identity. Yep. Did we say specifically over the phone?
I think it was, yeah.
Calling to steal somebody's identity.
Yeah, like, hello, can I have your identity?
Okay.
Cause it's hot out here.
I mean, I feel like we could always do the old try to reach and steal it from their pockets or something.
I mean, you could be like calling out to someone who's like stranded on an island. They're like, help, help. And you're like, what's your social security number? Social security number. Social security number.
Help, I'm on a desert island, and the only way I can get off is if I have somebody's social security number.
Oh, yeah, like they're, I meant like they're on the island.
Yeah, no, oh, yeah. I was trying to play
it. I can't, I'm in a conga line right now.
Excuse.
Or mambo? Kamba. Kombuchi.
Combo?
Combos. I'm in a combo line. Man, they go down smooth.
Yeah, it's that cheesy goodness on the inside of every pretzel.
Sometimes they're not cheesy.
Yeah, but it is.
Why haven't they filled those fucking things with peanut butter yet?
That'd be far too heavy.
For a combo?
Or for a snack.
Combo breaker!
Combo breaker.
Oh, ice breakers inside combos.
Oh, minty gross. Freshness.
That sounds terrible. Awful.
Yeah.
Well, save that for flavor combinations.
Yeah, I don't think the world's ready for that yet.
You're not ready. Give us your social security number. I don't even know what I can get with your social security number.
Nothing.
Get like your 401k or something.
Excellent. I got his social security number. Oh shit, what was their name?
Bob Hope or something.
Sounded like Salamander.
Bob Hope's love child, was that it?
It must be Frosty T. Kitten.
You know, Frosty T. Kitten was heavy, like really heavy. Like, you know, it was a problem.
Yeah.
They had to see counseling, get counseling, see it, feel it, breathe feel it,
inhale it.
In counseling.
They had to be submerged.
They had to counsel their heft.
Yeah.
Like, talk to it on a scale of 1 to 10.
Done with that wimpy stuff.
Hefty, heavy things. That's our next topic.
You got it. Now, if you give me your social security number...
You won't have to lift this.
Yeah.
But so, if you don't, you better hope you're strong.
Because if you don't lift this, you got to give me your social security number.
Welcome to my murder maze. I thought you just wanted her social security number. Or your life.
That's
you choose.
Then I can truly have your identity.
I don't carry my social security card with me. Damn it.
Damn. You don't have it memorized?
Man, talk about like a thirst you can't satisfy.
Right? Well, blood?
I don't know. You just said right, and I was like, he bought it. Can't return it now.
Just no take backs.
So.
Yeah.
Chopsticks are heavy sometimes.
What?
When you're under anesthesia. Ever had a bowl of anesthesia ramen?
I feel like chopsticks make things heavier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the you don't have the right fulcrum. Like you're feeling the torque on your wrist more because you can't hold a fork down by the base like you do.
Yeah,
and you're two handed.
You got to pressurize it.
Oh,
yeah. With the other stuff, it's like just skewered and like already connected there. Connective tissue.
I love connective tissue in my soup.
Yeah. It really makes the soup heavy, like hearty and delicious.
And identity. And identity. Gives it identity.
Yeah, it makes me want to call my soup.
Tomato! Where'd you go? Give me your social security number.
Oh, alphabet.
Yeah, why didn't they have a number soup?
I think there's numbers in alphabet soup.
Are there? I think those are just P's.
That's alphanumeric soup.
Or G's. Lowercase? Are they only uppercase?
They could be.
Hmm.
I feel like lowercase would get messy.
They should have algebra soup.
Algebra soup?
With like X's and, you know.
Division signs.
And superscript twos and, yeah, and parentheses.
Well, if you break an O in half, it's kind of a parentheses.
Oh, we got to open a bunch of soup and break them in half. Take all the X's and the Y's.
I scrambled 90 alphabet soup cans for this.
Scrambled.
Just like shake them around. Here's your letters now.
Oh, here's the algorithm.
Yeah.
You probably have just as good a chance.
Finally got somebody's social security number. From my alphabet soup.
From my supo alphabeto.
What are you looking in that book? Shouldn't Chaz be holding it?
I don't know if he's capable.
He looks capable.
Oh, he's not capable.
Oh, Chaz, don't let us down. Oh, you're letting us down, buddy.
Chaz, do your job.
You had one job, Chaz. It looks surprisingly lifelike there.
Yes.
You are capable of holding any weight.
Even a heavyweight title. Ooh. So, heavy things.
Yeah.
We can talk about things that are heavy. Talk about heavy things.
Do you mean like hefty. Heavy?
Heavy.
Like, oh, that was heavy.
Oh, emotional.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
just conceptually, I guess. Like, man.
Conceptually heavy.
Yeah.
I'm not like overweight. Algebra. I'm just conceptually heavy.
I'm just burdened by thoughts.
Oh, that's like all of us.
Yeah.
Thoughts burden people. I want to be a goldfish. Thoughtless.
5 second memory.
Yep. Bloop. But those 5 seconds are pain.
And then I remember the pain.
Why am I? Oh, it's your voice.
I don't know if that's more confusion, I feel like.
Yeah, well, they're confused. They've only been, been psychologically awoke for 5 seconds of their entire life.
Man. So does that mean their lifespan is only 5 seconds?
No. Nope.
There must be some sort of conversion to long term.
Nope.
No, they don't have capabilities of like a frontal lobe.
Sometimes I think a lot of animals don't like the only reason we can teach domesticated animals is because over time they've been, you know, developed that ability
to read like human commands and stuff like that.
Yeah, like try to teach a worm to spell. It's fucking impossible. I tried. Two full summers.
Couldn't even pick up the pencil.
They weren't even the same worms. I had to get another class several times.
So much for a bookworm.
Yeah. Wow. Good association, Kyle.
Thank you.
Fit perfectly.
In my pocket.
Polly Pocket. That's another animal.
Pony Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Saddle Pants. Saddle Pants. Brilliant idea. What? Successor to the fanny pack.
It's like Velcro on your thighs so you can sit on the saddle better.
I imagine it's just like...
Try booking me, Bronco.
It's like a... I just imagine like it's a really weird belt with like deep sacks.
Don't say deep sacks.
You don't like my deep sack? It's full of heavy things.
That's why it's so deep. Stretched.
Yeah. Stretched. Can't get it back to normal.
It's not an elastic sack. Oh, your sack's not tough. It's just a hack. That's a hacky sack.
Good association there, Brent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is it a yell whisper?
Yeah. It's a new trend with heavy things. Because you can't really surmise the breath to shout.
Oh. Like when you're injured and you're trying to be quiet. Or like you stub your toe. Like we're trying.
You spend time in a prison camp.
Yeah.
And you're trying to be quiet.
Yeah. Like, you know, somebody's sleeping or something and you like stub your toe or some shit and you're just like,
I don't know. Whenever I stub my toe, I just always think of that song, Scream and Shout and Let It Out. And it goes on and on and on. Yeah.
And then you just yell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hardcore.
Yep. Sometimes I'm not even in pain. I just scream.
Yeah, just to let people know you can.
Yep.
To assert yourself.
You know, when it's been, you've been so long removed from childhood, you kind of forget what it's like to scream. It's like, ow, my vocal cords, that hurt a lot. Maybe I shouldn't have joined that band.
And then you start weeping. You're like, ow, my tear ducts.
Yep, forgot what it was like to cry. I thought those things dried up ages ago.
Yeah. With my hacky sack.
Calling to get identity. Getting off topic.
Yeah, I don't feel like we need to discuss that. Those are pretty standard topics. I mean, if you heard Cutting Stuff Up, you already know what Heavy Things is about.
Yeah, like dark centers of gravity.
Oh yeah,
like a black hole. Yeah, those things are. Is that the heaviest mass known to man? We can't get into this.
I don't think we know it.
Hmm.
It's the heaviest mass unknown to man, I guess.
Gumbargle. That's the heaviest mass. What's that? I don't know, but when they find it, that's what it's called.
You better look out.
Heard it here first.
Gumbargle.
Yeah.
Yep, that's Fruit Roll-Up's new brand now.
Now, would you be calling people, like, calling out, like, in public, like, across a crowd, or like, yo, so multiple people hear it? Are they at gunpoint? Are they at phone point? Is this over walkie-talkies?
I don't know.
So, how'd you get the walkie-talkie? Did you find their channel? Are these exclusively linked? Are you their best friend?
I do feel really weird, because, like, at work, I have to reset passwords occasionally. Yeah, I'm sorry. Drop that bomb. It was pretty heavy. But when I'm resetting a password, normally like I have to repeat stuff for clarity because they choose one of those alpha letters that sound a lot like.
Tell me what it is.
Well, the other I have to repeat it for clarity, and I'm sitting in a crowded office. Literally just saying it's everybody.
I'll steal it.
Okay. It's I'm a child too.
Oh, me too.
That's my passphrase.
Passphrase.
The catch game. Hit game.
You know what I heard about passwords is that if you have like the thumbprint open thing on your Nokia.
On your book? Yeah.
No. Your Nokia phone.
Okay.
What time is it? It's year. Nokia phone's out?
Yes.
Okay. Then you got the open button on the sesame. And if you get pulled over,
they haven't discovered thumbprints yet, though.
Never mind.
you're too young for this.
Cover your ears.
It's too heavy for you.
Just like a dumbbell.
Dong.
You know, the Statue of Liberty is pretty big, but her bell is pretty small in comparison. The Liberty Bell. Yo.
I'm just trying to think if it's proportional.
Nope.
It seems kind of proportional. That bell is pretty fucking huge.
What? I could ring that bell.
Oh? Well, yeah, because it's full of mechanisms that allow you to ring it.
Yeah. Have you seen the Statue of Liberty? She's like the size of 100 of those bells. At least.
How big are you in proportion to a bell?
A bell, like a chorus bell? Like, what kind of bell are we talking
about? That's what I mean.
A jingle bell? That's a completely different configuration. Think about it.
You can have like a little service bell.
I guess, but that's a small bell.
Maybe it's like earrings? Does that work?
Yeah, an earring bell?
Earring bell.
Like a cow? Yeah. What are you calling the Statue of Liberty? Bell? Come on, Kyle.
Cows can't read books.
American up.
American up?
Yeah, come on.
What are you, Americans or Scrooge?
Feel it.
Ha!
Ha!
Ha! This is getting a little weird.
What? I don't know. You just called Statue of Liberty of cow.
I did not.
You did.
That was Chaz.
You're not allowed to hold our declaration.
Although he is kind of liberty-like.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Are tigers native to Maine?
Don't know if that's I mean, a tiger or a cheetah.
That's either way.
Leopard?
Leprosy is a problem. And it's heavy.
Yeah.
I don't even know anyone who has leprosy.
You know how terrible that must make you feel?
Me?
Yeah.
That I don't know anyone who has leprosy?
Yeah.
I feel great.
I feel great. I feel quarantined.
Yeah, I'm safe.
Or wait. No, they would be quarantined. I feel like they're quarantined.
I could be quarantined. Doesn't matter as long as I'm not touching it.
Is it really contagious or was that like a skepticism thing?
I think the skepticism was that it makes you crave orange crayons.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Like the scurvy.
I thought that was because they didn't get enough fruit.
That's because they're eating orange crayons.
A crayon is not a fruit. How many times must I tell you?
I understand it says fruity orange, but that's because you're buying the knockoff Crayola.
I don't understand. I eat fruity pebbles every day. And then Fruit Loops every night.
And still nothing.
Still nothing. Why must I have scurvy?
You know, it'd be cool as if the human body like adapted to the point where it could process sugars and other like carbohydrates into other completely different chemical like compounds. Like you could process sugar, like chemical sugar or what, I forget what the term is. Either way, you could process like trans fats into, or saturated fats into trans fats. Like your body could like internally reconstruct the compounds of like the chemicals on a root level.
Oh yeah.
And then you could save yourself from like diabetes.
Yeah. Or
through sheer willpower.
Or if you could eat a bunch of sugar and a bunch of yeast and then
make what?
Alcohol in your belly.
I'm sure that's possible.
I think it takes a long time to brew in there.
I wonder if you could like eat a bunch of flour and yeast and water and just poop out bread. And make like a nice loaf. You know, everyone's always saying pinch a loaf. What if you could actually make one?
You have to get your body temperature up there. You'd have
that's
to like
where
run a
brown
lap.
Bread comes from.
And it's in the can.
Man, now I never ever want to eat brown bread again.
I'm just going to laugh next time I see it.
We have very different opinions about it.
Well, I'm gonna be in the store, presumably.
I don't go down that aisle.
I don't even.
Oh, well, wait, yeah, I do. When I'm making chili,
you'll be surprised by it.
Isn't that down the bean aisle?
It must be in the canned goods aisle.
There's like along four with, like, the canned vegetables. Goods aisle, Kyle.
I would think aisle Kyle. Oh, you just picked that up.
Yeah,
man,
aisle Kyle.
Been a while.
You better watch out, or I'll Kyle you.
Got it, Brand. Thanks for that. So,
well, you know, you got to be bipartisan. You got to walk across the aisle, Kyle.
Go walk across the aisle, Kyle.
Vote for your right to party, whatever
or whatever. If you don't vote, you don't get to party.
Oh, you're not. You don't belong to a party. I don't know. One of those. Yeah.
The party's over here.
Man, we should definitely campaign for some parties.
Get out the vote?
Yeah.
Or you mean like frats?
I don't know. Like, just, we got to make some posters. I don't care what it is. We could come up with some good ones.
If you don't vote, you're a chode.
Oh, you guys are Democrats? No. You're Republicans? No. Oh, independent? No.
Nope. We just want to see how many people we can get to vote.
Yeah. We just wanted to make some signs.
Are you planning on voting? Yes. I won one.
Oh, so who are you guys voting for? Nah, we're not going to vote.
Try and dissuade people from voting.
We're trying to be unbiased, you know.
Yeah. You really shouldn't. It doesn't really matter at all.
Then why do you have all these signs that say go vote? I don't know.
Yeah, confusion.
Had the weekend off.
I like to paint.
I like to paint. Oh, did we write vote? Damn it. I'm supposed to say boat. Making a ruckus down at the lake.
B-O-T.
Yeah. People don't supposed people to don't be, process
it. It's supposed read. To be tote. We're talking just, about heavy things.
It's just phonetics. They'll just see B-O-T-E and they're like, oh, boat. That's another way to spell it. It's Latin.
I'm going to take that principle to the heart next time I make a sign.
Doesn't that make sense phonetically still? Boat. Yeah. It's wrong, but it's right.
Bot dilk?
Oh, I guess it is bot. No, because that'd be B-O-T. B-O-T-E, boat. Long O.
Are you spelling like ye olde English?
No, just phonetics.
Okay.
I'm trying to prove I'm right any way I can, Kyle, and that's K-A-N.
Just let go of this.
Can, K-A-N.
And Kyle. K-I-L-E.
And Chaz.
Chaz.
T-H, I don't know. Cha.
Taz?
Cha.
Cha.
Cha. Cha. Cha. Cha. I don't know what else makes the cha, cha, cha.
You know what?
But a group of people.
You know what does happen, though, is every now and then we predict what's happening while you're listening to this.
While you're listening.
So, while you're listening to this.
Look at my, look in the.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I gotta look in the crystal toe.
You always forget the main component when you're talking about what you're doing.
No, is that talking boat what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it seems that you're on a motorboat, and not just anyone, a really sketchy one.
Like, and, found her in the alley.
Yeah, like, found her in the alley and boat. Decided to
fix it up.
take her out to Cancun. Lake Cancun.
Lake Placid.
Lake Classic.
Mariana's Trench. Mariana's Wench. Yeah, that'd be a great name for a boat. Sorry.
Mariana's Wench. And it's spelled like Marianas.
Mariana's Wench.
Anyway, so you're on a boat and you're going out to the middle of the lake. And you just want to find the middle of it. You know, nobody ever sees the middle. So you get there, and you think, wow, this is a perfect day to fly my kite collection. So you take out all 18 of your kites.
That's it?
Hey, it's a small boat that you found in an alley.
That's a small collection.
That's all you had on you.
On you. I carry them with me at all times. They're like kaleidoscope, like, braces.
Well, they're collapsible.
Yeah.
Well, you got a box kite. You got all kinds of flying That's devices true. There. So you set those up in the sail and tie them to your boat, and lo and behold, you start going way faster than your little motor was propelling you, and you start taking off. And before you know it, you're flying above the trees, and you're flying above the freeway, and that's great. And then you fly into an old vineyard where you kind of get lost in the vines a little bit, and they start tearing off your kite sails, and you become a horrid monster of the vineyard who scares everyone away and demands that they give you wine for their toll.
Great man, the bad Kool-Aid. Oh no.
Oh no.
That's what alcohol will do to you.
Yeah.
Turn you into a bad Kool-Aid man.
Who collects kites.
I like that. That's all he had at the time. Only 18 of his collection on him at all times.
What kind of collector are you to only have 18?
Oh, okay.
There's only like 50 Fabergé eggs and nobody's...
What? This is how you can make one any day. With like sand.
And fabric.
Fabric A eggs.
Or this is my felt egg collection.
Felt eggs. This is my corduroy egg collection. Corduroy eggs. I love the feel. Corduroy kites.
They really catch the drift.
What a scam. All right.
I'd rather give somebody my social security number
than my corduroy jeans.
Than my corduroy jeans to cut up and wrap an egg in.
All right. I'm looking into my crystal fall. All right. So you may not notice this, or you may notice it, but
I've noticed.
At a certain point in time, people decided, why go look for this shit? You know, just grow it. And yeah. That's what's happening right now is you don't realize it, but you're growing all kinds of things like fungus and bacteria,
moss,
and diseases. And while you're thinking about all this stuff that's growing on your person and inside of your home, you start realizing, I might have to become OCD and clean every inch of this house. But wait, that's too heavy. Don't think about it right now. Just, you know, throw that yogurt behind the bureau and talk to your wall paintings about how much you're depressed. It's going to be okay, you know,
because listen.
They can't frown. And if they're already frowning, paint a smile. And that's the origin of the Joker. You're welcome.
That does sound like an origin story.
And that's what's happening while you're listening.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So, left. Before I forget, we did need to tell you